All right, it's time for impartation. I want to bring into remembrance that Jesus had 12 disciples. Then he went to 70. And then in the upper room, we saw there was 120 gathered. We also can look at Gideon's army. I think he started with 32,000 and ended up with 300. So that's just a number class. The other 3 million Jews were led by Moses. This morning, there's a phenomenal thing the Lord has revealed to me to impart to you. I had not seen it. I got to praying about this impartation, and just hold a minute after the page that went off. I need to get back on. But there's something I want to show you that is outstanding. Of 340,822 men committed to one alliance with David. And that's found in 1 Chronicles 12. I want to read to you five things David said, and then the Spirit of God moved upon another man who was one of the leaders, like one of the MBBs, one of the leaders that was taking groups and training them to follow their leader. One of the things that I want to say to LTMA Alliance is that I want to teach you how to receive the full benefit of this connection. Now, when we say connection, along with connection, there's always direction. There's always correction. There's always protection. And then in a right relationship in the spirit, there's detection that comes. In other words, sometimes the leaders pick something up to tell you to get you going in the right direction. And then that also now, when the connection is proper, there are certain things that may have to be rejected. But with rejection, no, we're not going to do it like this. We're going this way. A real connection can handle that. Now, here we got 340,822 men, warriors, who can shoot a bow with either hand, throw a stone with either hand. These men were professional. It was in order. They had group leaders who kept them in place. So just look at First Chronicles chapter 12. You need to read the whole chapter to see the 340,000. But I want to begin at the 16th verse. When these men approached David about connecting with him. Because connection is so important. And I wrote a note here. In the LTMA, I will not permit anyone to be left behind. In other words, if I see that you're not ready to go and you don't put no effort, I'm going to ask you to dismiss. Because I cannot afford to let you just settle down and not grow. You need to grow. You need to get it out of your mind that you're going to stay at the same level, because you're not. When you're connected to a mantle and an anointing that is proven, and then there are those under that mantle and anointing, that group leaders, they are proven, something needs to happen. So get it out of your mind, same old, same old. If there's no increase, and we've got 59 churches to be, if there's no increase, there's something that has to be changed. If there's no increase, there's something that has to be changed. The same old is not going to work. If you got 10 people or 12 people, if you train them the way that we are leading you to train them, something must happen if God calls you. So, I mean, sometimes, well, we've been stuck in the same circle, same cycle for so long that it don't seem that we can break out. But I want to see some manifestation, demonstration. I want to see more life come in. I want to see growth. I want to see more freedom among the ministers that are connected with our alliance. All right, now, here in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, and it's a beautiful chapter. You need to read it. It's a name, hard name to pronounce, but it's good. But in the 16th verse, and there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. Now, David was in a stronghold because Saul was out against him. Because religion will come against you when you start operating in revelation, when you start walking with the Lord. So we, in LTMA, we got to know that. When we start, as we start going up and up and doing things, there's going to be opposition, but that's okay. All right, now, in the 17th verse, I call it David's statement to these men. It ended up to be 340,822 committed, connected. And David went out to meet them, these men who's coming to him, verse 17, and answered and said unto them, now watch what he said. I'll read it, then I'll come back and pick out the five things he said to them. If ye become peaceably unto me to help me, my heart shall be knit unto you. But if you become to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there's no wrong in my hand, I'm not doing nothing. That's what he's saying. The God of our Father looked thereon and rebuked him. Now, take these five things as we talk about the mystery of honorable connection. The mystery of honorable connection. Take these five statements that David said to these men. Remember I said now, NWB 340,822. You probably never saw that, but I know I hadn't. David says, number one, if ye become peaceably unto me to help me. In other words, when he says help me to carry out the assignment, the commission that God had given me to carry out. If you come peacefully, David said the second thing. He said, all right, if you do, my heart shall be knit unto you. In other words, we'll be one. Number three, but if you come to betray me to mine enemy, now I have gone through this. I went through this recently, a man talking about what happened to people who have disconnected from the commission God had given me. And he talking to them to see how things going, and it wasn't the proper thing to do. That was a betrayal. And number four, David says, see, there's no wrong in my head. In other words, intentionally, I'm not doing anything wrong. Now, I want you to think about the alliance. I want you to think about our connection, MVBs, myself, other ministers in the alliance. And then the fifth thing, he said, the God of your father looked down and rebuked it. In other words, David said, if you ain't real, God's going to get you. God's going to stop you. You're not going to hang around me and not connect it properly, jiving and messing around. David said, the Lord himself going to rebuke you. All right? The Spirit of God came on Amaziah in the 18th verse. Then the Spirit came upon Amaziah. The Spirit came upon him, who was chief of the captains. She had people over other people. And he said, now why do you start saying today? Thine are we. Wow. Thine are we. In other words, we give ourselves up to you and to the commission and to the place of kingship. Because we know you're going to take Saul's place. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thy son of Jesse, peace, twice, be unto thee, and peace third time, be to thine, help us, for thy God helpeth thee. Wow. See, they knew in the spirit that Amaziah prophesied. He knew that the Lord was David's help. You all got to know that about me and about what God told me to do. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. All right? Now, look at the five things here now. The response. Dying we are. Number one. That's a connection there, brother. Dying we are, sister. And then he says, and on thy side. Number two. Number three, peace be unto thee. In other words, I'm not going to be a vexation. I'm not going to be a jackass. I'm not going to cause problems. I'm going to get in line. I'm going to march when they say march. I'm going to stop when they say stop. I'm going to raise my hand when they say raise my hand. Whatever the allowance calls for me to receive the mantle that is on the leader's life, that's what I'm going to do. Peace be to thine helper. In other words, whoever helping you, David, let peace be unto them. For thy God helpeth thee. Now, those fine things are so important for you in that 16 and 17 and 18 verses for you to take a hold of and focus and feed it into your spirit, feed it into your soul, feed it into your senses, that what God wants you to have in our lives, you can receive it. You can't just drift back, set back, and say, I'm a member. You've got to pay attention to what God is saying. Just for instance, before I go deeper into the lesson, this card, now these 59 churches, I need to see some improvement. I need to see some increase. I need you to do it just like I say do it. I don't need you to go trying to work out no new system, because this is not a system. This is a prophetical impartation with an apostolic anointing on it. It will cause increase, just like the book of Acts kept increasing, the church kept increasing. This is a revelation prophetically from God. This is not just some plan we come up with, or some strategy. No, I got that from the Holy Ghost. And we got to keep pushing it. If you got 10 members, just wait. If you got 10 good members, you're in good shape. Just work with them. Explain it to them every Sunday. Explain it to them how it works. Pray with them, whatever you need to do, all right? But that's so important. Now, listen at this out of this chapter 9 of those who join our lives. And I think it speaks the mystery of honorable connection. It says, and I don't know how far I'm going to get today, God has given us the ability to discern those who come our way, whether they are our partners in destiny. Partners in destiny. In other words, I'm not just coming to try to catch a ride. I'm here for life. Or merely, and I want you to get this note, temporary connection. Either partner for destiny or merely temporary connection. Now, so look, notice what it said. God has given us the ability to discern. Now, I can discern, and there's leaders with me who can discern whether you worship anything or not. When I say worship anything, whether you really committed or you just shucking and jiving. And then the results of your ministry, the results of your increase, the result of your anointing increase, the result of the mantle coming on you will be told. So God has given us the ability, the men that I put under me, to discern those who come our way, whether they are our partners in destiny or merely temporary connection. So when we find that out, we have to do it in some mannerly way. We have done that before. Say, this is not for you. But this is not just an organization. This is an alliance. This is a union to promote common interest, to promote unusual interest that God has given us to do. So that those two things, partners in destiny, or temporary connection. Now, I want you to pay close attention to connection, because there's some more things going to be said about connection. Then the next statement is so important. Those who are added to us must be added to us by the Lord. Now, if you go back to our lesson here, 1 Chronicles 12, 18, Amaziah was letting David know that it was the Lord connecting them to him. 340,822. Just count the chapter, you won't find the number. All right? One of my Bibles told me. All right? Now, so those who are added to us must be added to us by the Lord. In other words, we're not just trying to pick up a fresh group or a fresh number or a fresh dollar. We're not even concerned about this. We're concerned about results, connection, promotion, mantle, impartation, revelation, demonstration, creation, all those things, but unusual, impossible, seeing the invisible. All those things should come to pass, because that's what's on my life, and that's what's under the leaders I got under me is coming up on their line. And many of the churches that with us is coming up on their line. And I want everybody to hook up. Then he says there are principles that help us distinguish. That word distinguish is very important. who are sent by God and, listen very carefully, discern those who came to join us for other agendas. See, that's what David said. David said, I got time to be messing with y'all. Now, what y'all come for? I don't care how many of y'all it is. I ain't worried about no number. I'm looking for quality. I'm looking for somebody who really want to be trained. I'm looking for somebody who really want to come out of debt. I'm looking for somebody who really want to come out of distress. I'm looking for somebody who really want to come out of discontentment. I'm looking for somebody who really want to furnish my mantle and my anointing on their life, that their life come out just like mine or better. And that's what I expect out of the LTMA. I don't expect no crying and mumbling about how I'm going to make and all that. You've got to get your agenda straight. Discern those who came to join us for other agendas, and when we find out, we've got to let them go. We're distinguished the one who sent by God. So I must make sure, the Lord told me in my prayer time for this moment, I told you, Lord, no, I need to have this meeting today. I must make sure you know how to make and keep honorable and a proper connection. In other words, it's a fact that if somebody disjoins LTMA, you're not supposed to be running with them. Because what they're going to do is they're going to mess you up. They're going to say something out off the wall that you're going to have to either deal with or eat it. Once you start eating it, they're going to start making you feeble. So you got to be real careful. And not being ugly, walking in love. Walking in love don't mean you have to be stupid. We're walking by faith, but we're going somewhere. We're working on something. And so there has to be a certain amount of strictness. Some people say, well, come on, just talk to us nice. You're fussing all the time. I'm not fussing. I'm not cussing. What I'm doing is I know what it takes to get where I am and where some of these other men are and women. All right? So these seven principles here I thought were so wonderful. I'm going to call them out to you. How to make proper connection, how to receive what God wants you to receive from a connection. First of all, they are joined to a person. See, David, they're joined to a person. Some people like to join an organization, and so they can try to do what they want to know. There's somebody that God has nucleus in that organization or line to make it what it is. That's what happened with David. David said, I want y'all coming, shucking the job, and the Lord already helping me. You know, this is not to help me. This is to do the Lord's work, and that we all can come on one accord and it could help you grow to a greater extension. Then you notice the second thing, they came to seek us out. In other words, the apostle said that people who joined their alarm, Jonathan David said, they came to seek them out. But we see this in the text. Can we see this text that I got people working in my house? Can y'all hear that? Answer me, David. Wait a minute. Answer me, David. I got people working in my house right now. Can you hear it? David? Oh, you got to unmute him? You got everybody on mute?
Yes, sir.
All right. So he can't talk. He's trying to talk. He can't talk. We want to talk. David?
We can hear you, sir. Yes, sir.
Can y'all hear that background? And I got a man drilling in the house here.
We can hear a little bit, but we can hear your voice well.
All right, good enough. Good enough. Let's keep going. Thank you, David. All right. So you notice they came to seek David. David didn't go to seek them in that 18, in that 12th chapter. And the same thing here. We're not going out recruiting. I told my boy, we don't need to recruit. I mean, the person got to really want to come, and they really got to be able to verbalize their commitment and their loyalty. That's the third principle. They verbalize their commitment and loyalty. You ain't got to go looking for somebody. They ought to be loyal. All right. Number four, they acknowledge the grace upon our lives. They acknowledge the grace upon David's life. David, the Lord gonna help you, whether we come to help you or not. You all need to see that on my life. I got to talk a little personal today for you to understand. If a person don't recognize their leader worth or their leader accomplishment or what their leader have to offer, they're really not going to hook up right. So they acknowledge the grace upon David's life. All right. Number five, they came to join collectively. Oh, this is so important. and not as individual only. See, we're not with this thing is not individualized. It's collectively we have to move as one man. I like that statement, as one man, on one accord. That's so important. And these type of teaching, I'll be giving them to you over and over again because they don't get old and they're always a blessing. Now, just like you found out, there's 340,822 committed people. When you read that chapter, you're going to see how much a warrior they were, how much they were able to back David up. I don't care what Saul was trying to do. David, God sent David some of the best men and women or men in the world. And I believe in LTMA, we've got men and women. And so we need to sock it in on this thing. All right, so they came collectively and not individually, not with their own agenda. Number six, they were concerned for national transformation. And then we have to move out, we'll move out the, and for the nation. But right now, what we're doing is getting everybody ready to impart properly. And number seven, they came in the spirit of sacrifice. Sacrifices have to be made in order to grow. I made a lot of sacrifices to get where I am. When I was following my dad, you know, sometimes it would seem like it was an inconvenient thing. Came when he called, one I missed one meeting. I think I was in Ohio. He called, I was gone, out of there. So these seven things, they are joined to a person. They came to seek that person out. They verbalize their commitment and loyalty. They acknowledge the grace upon that person's life. They came to join collectively and not individually only without all that competition, you see. They are concerned for national transformation, in other words, making a mark in the whole world. And they came in the spirit of sacrifice. Now, we got to do these self-same things. So I want y'all to read 1 Chronicles 12 over and over again and get a hold of that 16 through the 18 verse. Let's talk about a minute. They are joined to a person, not just to our anointing or gifts. Then they're joined to a person. So you can't skip the person and go to the anointing and gift. You can't steal an anointing. You can't steal a gift. Then you have to be connected to it personally. Number one, those who are joined to our anointing are attracted by what it can do for them. Those who are joined to our anointing are attracted by what it can do for them. Number two, the transfer never took place for Elijah until he became connected to Elijah in a spirit begotten relationship. That's 2 Kings 2:12. Let me read that again. The transfer of mantle, the transfer of anointing, transfer of gifting, the transfer never took place for Elijah until he became connected to Elijah in a spirit begotten relationship. We can revert back to 1 Chronicles 12. We see what happened. Number three. Now, oh, yes. Yes, let me go back because I want to emphasize that while I'm studying that I need to point the difference between these two. A temporary connection. And then there's another a connection here, became connected to Elijah in a spirit begotten relationship. That's another type of connection. Number three, it is by connecting personally that the transfer of legacy take place. It is by connecting personally, not to the anointing, not to the gifting. You remember what I said in the movement of the spirit in Atlanta, Georgia, at Creflo, Dr. Dollar's church, one of the strong anointing came on in a service, and it just was a wind-blowing service. I think some of y'all were there. And John Avazina, who had been teaching a long time on finances, I was kind of lost in the spirit, and people were soaring and falling out. And I mean, just turbulent, good type of turbulent in that service. But I never forget, in the 25, 30 years, John pointed his finger in my face, and it's all he said, I know who you are. And so when you can recognize a mountain, recognize an anointing, you can respect it, you can connect it, you can stand correction from it, because you know they're not going to try to hurt you, they're trying to get you somewhere. You don't get here by being a crook. So it is by connecting personally that the transfer of legacy takes place. Not just I'm a member of our lives. No, you got people over you. You got to connect to me. You got to connect to the 12. That's the way it's supposed to go. Listen to this. Gehazi loved the reward and result of the anointing rather than connecting, here we go again now, accurately in the spirit with Elisha. You see the difference? Elisha connected properly. Gehazi, you know what happened to him, loved the rewards and the results. The reward almost spoke in tongues. The rewards and the results of the anointing going to come to you. Just make sure you connect it accurately. You're not playing again. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 25 and 27, you'll see what happened to Gehazi. Number 5, there's a place called Nowhere, and many are headed there because of inaccurate, there's another one, inaccurate connection. I'll say it 3 times. Inaccurate connection. Inaccurate connection. Now, listen. This is sons and daughters on this line. I want you to make sure that you connect accurately. I want you to make sure that you're not dealing with a temporary connection. You're not just looking for results and rewards. Put your head down. Put your arms out. Get your legs to moving. And do what you need to do. The results, the rewards, the blessing, the anointing, the mantle, the scepter, whatever need to come, the wisdom, the understanding, whatever need to come will come your way. Now, you talk about, you see, I have to talk about myself some. You talk about 44 years of plowing. We ain't got no time to play with this. It's too much here for us to sap out. Then when you add up all of you all together, we've got hundreds of years of plowing. And so we need to hook up properly with accurate connection, because here it is again. There's a place called Nowhere, and many are headed there because of inaccurate connection. Now, we've had people who tried to join the organization or join the alliance or join the association. They wasn't ready for this to be on the phone. I call it, tell you, I want you on the phone at 1 o'clock. Who is going to call me at 1 o'clock talking about being on the phone? But if you have an expectation that I have something to say to you and that I love you and that I want you to have the best, then you connect it properly. Those who connect inaccurately, they are receiving the impartation of leprosy instead of knowing the transfer of legacy. Decide what you want, leprosy or legacy. It's very simple, isn't it? Number 7, the sons of the prophet, now that was a group, did not want to connect with Elijah personally and subject their lives to serve him, whereas Elisha did. See the difference? That was prophet. That was other guys. They stood up for all. They didn't want to serve. They didn't want to get clothed. They didn't want to get no direction. They didn't want to get no order. They didn't want to get something saying, no, you got to stop doing that. He said, well, I heard from the Lord. No, you got to stop doing that. See, they didn't want that. So what they want to do is try to set back. But Elisha died, didn't they? That's why he ended up with the anointing. In fact, they stood in opposition to Elijah. 2 Kings 2:7 will tell you that. The transfer of grace is from a person, and only by accurately connecting with that person in covenant can the transfer be complete. God, no, do we see that? Mm-hmm. Listen. The transfer of grace is from a person, and only by accurately connecting with that person in covenant can the transfer be complete. Now, we are so blessed because we have a divine demonstration of that with money coming. I mean, it's not nothing a man or a group of men can do. If a person connects properly with me personally, the anointing that's on my life, I've seen it at all the churches I go to, comes on their life. Every one of them boys, churches I go to, they can tell you their finances have changed. Everyone who support me properly, they can tell you that I find their chance, the same anointing. I've gone to churches, and the person would connect, the anointing left when I left. So I think we have such a vivid, prophetical, apostolic insight on this. We can see it physically, because I know all the churches I've gone to, nobody was bringing no money to the altar. Especially when giving a pastor no $1,000 and $1,000. But now it happened all over the world. It's because of the connection. So whether your church is large or small, whether you're an evangelist, a prophetess, or whatever it is, just connect properly. As a financial money coming mantled on my life for the body of Christ, I've seen many that have no respect for it. They try to make me one of the boys. Not my greatness, but what the grace that God has placed on my life for serving him for so many years. So the transfer of grace is from a person. And only by accurate connecting with that person in covenant can the transfer be completed. Some of y'all are not receiving what you're supposed to receive now. Why? You're too tight. You're too tight. You're scared. And you won't make the move right. You've got to make the right move. Why did God connect you with LTMA? Why did God put this movie camera for you all the time in the manifestation in my ministry? Why is he doing that? All right? Now, for a few minutes, I'm going to go into this second principle for seeking out and discerning those who join us, is that they came to seek for David. You see, they came to seek for David. David didn't go look for them. They came to look for David. The sons of Benjamin and Judah sought for him. They made the effort to seek him out in the wilderness. I guess the same thing for the Arab. Well, it can't be pretty soon. They'd be coming in the wilderness. They all be coming from the big cities. They paid the price and risked their lives to look for him. Put your life on the line. It was not, now listen to this. Oh my God. Oh my God. It was not David who was looking for support. Oh my God. In Luke 7:37, a woman sought Jesus out in order to connect accurately. She saw him. You read these scriptures. I'm moving on because I'm trying to get these principles in that you can read, but yet coming out of my mouth fresh with the woman with the issue of blood. Sought after him until the power of God flowed out from Jesus and healed her. It is not always that the Lord is passing our way. When he is not, then we are to go where he is going and touch him. We must learn to intercept the move of God in the lives of others. We must learn to intercept, the move of God in the lives of others. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm so excited today because I know what I'm imparting to you is real. I have acted it out myself. I have so many results, not only physically, not only spiritually, not only physically, just results out of the result. Again, in 2 Kings 4:8, you know that story. The Shunammite woman sought for Elijah and brought him into her house. Those who join our organization with the attitude of no holds, H-O-L-D-S, bar, and no string attached, often stay to the end. Those who join our organization with the attitude of no hold barred and no strings attached often stay to the end. In other words, whatever way you're going, that's the way we're going. And we have many in the organization like that. Now, if you're not one of them, you're going to need to get yourself straight quick or you're going to find yourself out on the track. And that's sad to say. But I'm going to believe that everybody on this line is going to make it. You got to pass the acid test to stay in covenant. Sometimes that's an acid test. Sometimes some of these boys, I faced them up with some real major thing, but yet they took it. And it produced. They are connected to the person as an individual, not just his anointing and his revelation. So you can't just collect an anointing and revelation and have no appreciation for the person. That does not work in the eyesight of God. Go all through the Bible. It's not going to work. So if you notice John 6:65-68, read that. The Father wants us to connect directly and participate with Jesus. When the teaching was no longer attractive, when the persecution was in the background, and when others were leaving him and withdrawing, the personal, intimate life connection kept them following Jesus. In other words, now, you cannot have an alliance like we had and not have opposition. We're not putting up with no crap. We're not putting up with nobody coming in. I'm not putting up with nobody coming in and disrespecting the MVBs or anybody the MVBs signed under them. I'm not going to put up with that, because when that person starts doing that, that person got to go, repent, correct themselves, get out of that dead soul condition so we can go on and have some increase as the Lord wants to have. We cannot connect to the external as covenant connection is of the heart. So you see, it's not an external connection, it's of the heart. When you all see men in the organization striving to connect properly, to honor properly, you see it every year. Don't set back. We had people in the organization set back. They were all upset. They were so out of wax. They didn't even know what the other men were trying to do. They didn't even know they were building their own blessing. And they're grumbling, griping, complaining. Don't do that. If you're not ready, sit back and learn how to get ready. So many stay as long as you are productive and you are blessing and benefit to them. Apostle John talking about, I know I got a group with me going to go with me all the way. It's Leroy talking now. I know that. I know I got men who will never, and women, will never turn their back on me. Never. They'll never. Never, never, never. I know that already. I know my son, my blood son's here. They'll never, my daughter, they'll never turn their back on me. Will we cease to be become any less of a follower, become bedridden? God forbid, you know, I'm not going to bedridden. And no longer beneficial to the son, that ain't going to happen. But the answer is absolutely no. In other words, what Apostle John was saying, there were people who followed a person, but when that person wasn't able to do what they were doing, they went off and looked for somebody and forgot about them. Most churches have no regard for the father who have served them in the past. They just move on and move away and do not have this depth of relationship with these fathers. They have grown spiritually without them. They have no strong attachment and dependent on these men of God. It would be easy to withdraw from following if there have been no depth in the connection. It can go on, you see. The other Apostle Jonathan said, I have watched many pioneers of movement die as lonely men in their old age because they did not raise sons and honorable men who will stand and stay with them to the end. Just kick them all to the curb. See, that's not a proper relationship. All right, I've been talking about 40 minutes now. There's so much more that just on such principle. We'll pick up from there. Now we're right around camp meeting. It's going to be a powerful, powerful camp meeting. We're preparing here for the youth, for all aspects of the camp meeting, and we expect you all to be here. I'd like for every one of you all to make it your Hector Penta effort to be here as much as you can. I know you can do it because I did it. I did it when I was broke. I didn't miss one of my father's meetings. You heard what I said? I didn't miss one. I was at every meeting. It paid off. I connected properly. I respected properly. And it paid off. It's still paying off. I mean, it'll pay off throughout eternity. So read that chapter. Look at those five things that David said. Those five things that one of the leaders said. It'd be like one of the MVBs standing up and saying something. We'll follow your way wherever you go. And then the people under them can follow. This man really committed. Well, I think I have 12 committed men now that helping me with this organization. I think the flourish has been taking place. I don't believe the men that I got now, I don't believe that they're going to be flushable. I believe they're so connected that we're going to go on through and finish this thing. So in the beginning, you got a few adjustments you got to make and a few trials and errors you had to make. But I believe now we're ready to go. Now, let me emphasize in my closing on Be My Guest. Work it like I'm working. It came through me prophetically, and it's working. It's working every Sunday at Water Life. It's working every Sunday. Every Sunday somebody at the altar. Every Sunday. Now, my people didn't have as many visitors as I wanted So they're all trying to raise their hand. As long as they're trying, it's all right. They're going to have to get divine strategies of how to do it. And I believe the Holy Spirit, I'm praying. I want you, pastors, to pray the same way, that God give you people divine strategies. Talk to them about divine strategy from the Holy Ghost of how to invite people. The way it's begun, the Lord says, finally told me after many years, you're fishing out of your own pond. I said, what? See, you're fishing out of your own pond. That's why the altar, you're fishing out. I said, oh, I got it, Lord. And then he gave me how to do this guest call. It's working. It's not only working for me, I got reports from the 12. It's working for them. And we got to work it and work it and work it. This is not a Krispy Kreme donut, hot donut. This, you got to keep working this thing and keep working it. And it's actually the book of Acts coming alive in our churches again. Now, don't be downhearted because your church is not growing numerically or not growing financially. This will cause all that to happen if you work hard enough. I wish I had a revelation like this when I was back 30 years ago pioneering Word of Life Christian Center, Mount Zion Baptist Church, of how to get the people in priesthood, how to get them to Ephesians 4, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 to do the work of the ministry of John, 14, 12. We are to do the work he did in the greater works. Once you get your people to understand that you're their leader, but they're supposed to do the work, it's going to be a great, great thing. Father, I thank you for great grace. Thank you for great power, great understanding, great people, great leaders that I'm talking to on this line today who have great potential. May this impartation, may this revelation, bring increase, first of all, Lord, in their spirit, then in their soul, then in their body, then in their family, then in their finances. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you that LTMA will grow. We'll grow as one man. We'll be like this 340,822 flowing together. I don't know how big you want this organization to be numerically, but I know it's big right now, spiritually. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We're blessed. We come in agreement about camp meeting, that the supernatural courage is going to flow. I tell you, Lord, right here, these four, five, six things, how to pick up the supernatural signal, how to flow in supernatural courage, unusual movement of the Holy Ghost, knowing how to yield to the glory, being able to focus and avoid all distraction. Then, Lord, specialize in seeing the invisible and doing the impossible. We speak, we decree these things over this camp meeting in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Junior, I'm through.
Thank you, sir.
This is impossible. I'm impressed by the roll call. So many of y'all online. That's what I did. I changed my Bible study that I've been having for 30 or 40 years to Tuesday night, and everything changed. So I kept it on Tuesday night. And it seemed like I should make this roll call or make this importation at 1 o'clock in the day, and I might go to that because I see such a great response on the line. Again, to the 59 churches we're dealing with, we've got to work those calls. If you have problems getting those calls made, give it to Leroy Thompson Jr., and we'll see, can we help you any kind of way we can help you, but those calls need to be made. You need to every Sunday deal with it. You need to start reporting to your leader what kind of growth you're having, what kind of visitation you're having, what type of altar call you're having. And I want you to have the expectation on this, and we pastors, we got to work this. It will work for you if you just do it. And your leaders are there to help you. Your MBBs are there to help you. They're working it, and they're there to help you. So I think y'all did a great job today, and I'm real proud of you. God bless you.
Thank you, Apostle. Don't forget about camp meeting July 9th and the 13th. I look forward to seeing you all there. Churches that are participating in the Parade of Ministries, Be sure to check your email for information on banners. Don't forget, our next importation call will be scheduled for Tuesday, July the 3rd. It is tentative, and being that it's the week before a camp meeting, we're setting the habit. Not sure we will, but we're setting the habit. It'll be July the 3rd, 2018, at 1 p.m., all right? We'll change that. Remember, we've had in the past at, I think, 11, but now it's going to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, but you'll receive an email and other notifications about the change. Thank you all so much for being on here today, and have a blessed day.